I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to statistics, India has 5.7 million people infected with HIV/AIDS. By 2010, it could be 10 million, much of that fueled by prostitution and human trafficking. Partners International is helping Indian believers address these issues through Oasis India. Oasis's president, Vasu Vital, says,
"We partner with the churches and work alongside the churches to provide vocational training, education, healthcare, counseling, and most of all, share the love of God with them."
Partners International mobilizes prayer and financial support for Oasis. The organization's primarily working in Bombay, Bangalore, and Madras. Next, a bomb blast in a 17th century mosque in Hyderabad, India, has taken the lives of nearly a dozen Muslim worshippers during afternoon prayers last week. That attack has Christians concerned. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says this type of violence in India is increasing. He believes he knows why this is happening.
The powers of darkness trying to create more problems to take more people into eternity without the Lord. And we have to really be in prayer for nations around the world, especially the Muslims.
And the conditions in Somalia have not improved since we last reported on the nearly 35,000 displaced because of the violence in Mogadishu. World Vision says needs abound, including food, but pirates intercepting food supplies off Somalia's coast have caused the suppliers to refuse to travel there again until they're given an armed escort. Malnutrition and health conditions will continue to deteriorate without more help. Pray for God's provision and that the violence in Mogadishu would end. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.